you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 330, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. 3/20/24. Good buddy.
Yep. Guess what? It's National Proposal Day, so I hope you get off your keister and start asking people to marry you, all right? Because that's what it's supposed to be today.
Multiple people. I'm averaging 3 to 4 people a day on that National Proposal
Strong
Day.
Handshakes of mutual benefit type proposals.
Exactly.
Business-oriented, smart.
You're going to want to hear me out here.
I know what you're thinking.
Good for your career and mine.
It's also National Ravioli Day. So shout out Ravioli. Holy cannoli. Also.
Wow.
Yeah. Ravioli.
That's my marriage of convenience.
Yeah. Thank Ravioli you. Day. Thank you. So shout out to Ghostface. Shout out to the Zagat's sketches from SNL.
Each word more useless than the last.
My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. O'Brien. You know, co-host of the Daily Zeitgeist. That is courtesy of, oh shit, I cut the name off. Fuck. Fuck me.
No.
Oh, shit.
No, I did it again. Fuck.
I embarrassed myself.
Oh, God.
I've humiliated my team.
No, it's okay. You got this.
No.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh, hello. Don't save them.
Sorry, I just got distracted by it. I'm on Twitter now. Actually, I'm not even. Sure.
I'm on Reddit, dude.
I'm trying to find Kate Middleton. Where's she at?
Sorry, dude, I just got some good intel about Kate Middleton.
This is a really cool thing. This guy used AI to make like the coolest muscle cars into strollers. So, like, for that real motorhead dad.
Yeah.
I just AI saw
being like, what if a car was a guy?
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, has anyone ever done anything with that?
What if my baby was a Dodge Dart?
And I'm not talking Lightning McQueen style. I'm talking about a guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Titan style, guy.
Car Centaur.
The most rigid man.
Yeah. Well, this is awkward. Discord just crashed on me and then said, well, this is awkward.
You know, the host of the Daily is... Oh, that's from Hannah, dude.
Is it?
Oh, Brian, you know, host on the Daily. Oh, it's all right. All Jack, you know.
That one is courtesy of Panoramic View, aka Ooh. Hannah Soltis, on the Discord. Shout out to you.
Real touch and go.
Shout
there.
Out to, they said, aka to Magic by Pilot, more popularly known as the Ozempic song.
Yeah. Mm. Ozempic. Yep.
Ozempic. That's mm-hmm. mainly how we know it. And that will be its lasting cultural legacy. Anyway.
Your face has become so hollow.
Ozempic. You know, my shits are probably really weird. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Miles Gray, aka. Look at this photograph. It was altered on Kate's behalf.
Yes.
Is she an MI6 agent abroad? Or was she buried with the queen and her dogs? And the palace won't still debunk that she's not in Pierce Morgan's trunk. Is she a vampire that can't be filmed? Or an android they need to rebuild? All right. Wow. Shout out Salvador Jolly. You know, just giving really me a good. Chance to get that nickel back and then intersect that with the Kate Middleton, whatever the fuck is going on over there thing.
I think we know.
Love that.
She back.
Yeah.
She was just chilling.
She's back. She's back.
She was grocery shopping the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dave situation, dude. It's a Dave situation.
I trust the crown. Times. That is my one. I'm very generally very skeptical, but I do trust the royal family and whatever they tell me. So.
Yeah, if we can't trust them, who can we trust? Like,
honestly. Yeah. We're thrilled to be joined, Miles, in our third seat
yes.
by one of the very faces on Mount Zeitmore,
yes.
an Emmy-nominated writer, artist, comedian behind many of the most acclaimed podcasts,
yes.
like ACCast. Ghost Church, mm-hmm. the Bechdel cast. She's the author of the New York Times best-selling book, Raw Dog. And Woo! Her newest podcast, 15 Minutes, is dropping in May. It's Jamie Loftus!
Jamie Loftus!
I'm so back. AKA the Dog Meister, AKA J-Lo, the real one, the real, real, real me, the real, real, real J-Lo
wait,
with
real,
connections
wait.
To Boston.
There you go.
I'm going to release my documentary is going to be the real, real me.
Right.
From the heart, mind, dreams, and souls of Jamie Loftus, like it said in that trailer.
Ooh. My galactic, what is it? My galactic group of celebrities is going to be, it's going to be right. you guys will be there.
Oh, no.
I thought you said celebrities, though.
Look, it's, but like, wow, the real, real me is this podcast. It's like, you guys, the Doughboys will be there.
Wow.
they'll be there as well. They're, you know, it's it writes itself.
Yeah, wait,
Sarah
right.
will be there.
Does her movie, like, take place in, like, a heaven of celebrities? The other J-Lo's?
I'll be honest, the other J-Lo's movie, I didn't get through it. I wanted to watch it so that I could...
Oh, you started it,
though? I started it. I got about halfway in. And it is just like a series of disjointed bad music videos.
Right.
But it's connected by J-Lo in therapy. And her therapist, of course, is Fat Joe.
Yes,
and
yep,
Fat Joe is like, well, why don't you say, like, it's about her journey to find love. So I think Ben Affleck shows up in the back half. I didn't get that far. Mm. But she's constantly talking about astrology. And then it cuts to heaven where astrology lives.
Yes.
And there's like a celebrity court. There's 12 celebrities, each represent a different astrological sign. Post Malone is there. Jane Fonda's there.
Jane Fonda as Jane Fonda. Post Malone.
No, Jane Fonda as like Sagittarius.
Oh, okay, got it.
They're all playing different signs.
Uh-huh.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is there. It's a weird group of people. And you can tell the way it was filmed that none of them were in the same room.
Right.
But why I really wanted to watch it and why I'm going to get through it is because the real good movie is the documentary about the making of the movie, in which all 12 celebrities are like, J-Lo, you shouldn't do this. It doesn't make any sense.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I was reading the Vanity Fair piece that came out in advance of it, where all the best parts were things like Jane Fonda being like, I don't know, girl. Like, I don't know if I would do this if I were you. But, like, I guess if you really want me to, I guess. But, like, for real, I wouldn't do it.
I would take Jane Fonda's PR advice very seriously.
Right.
But J-Lo did not listen. I guess, I don't know. I'm excited to watch it. I guess, a good portion of it is her, like being stressed out to Ben Affleck on the couch and him being like, it's all good, babe. Don't worry.
Are you smoking inside again? No. Fucking wind. Okay, so let's see.
It's on my list.
Post Malone, Jack, that's your zodiac sign. Post Malone is the Leo.
Yes. I have very strong Post Malone energy.
So much.
I've been told.
Jane Fonda is Sagittarius. Sofia Vergara is Cancer.
Uh huh.
Jennifer Lewis is, you know, obviously playing twin duty here as Gemini. Mm-hmm. Trevor Noah, Libra. Kim Petras is Virgo. Okay. Yeah. Kiki Palmer.
Oh, yeah.
This is someone described as a spot-on Maya Angelou impersonation as Scorpio.
Wow. Like,
really?
Didn't catch it. I guess I'm never looking for a Maya Angelou impression.
Right. Yeah. And then, that's right.
You got to keep your head on a swivel out there looking for the Maya Angelou impressions.
You never know.
You got to. They'll slip right by you.
But I had only seen the preview, but hearing the summary, it really feels like she was conceiving this with the idea in mind that in 1,000 years, people would still be like puzzling over this and like looking for the like theological implications of the universe that she had created.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like J-Lo is just like such a powerful example of like someone just has not said no to her in a long time.
No. Yeah.
And watching that erupt, I have to support the J-Lo industrial complex. I'm a part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
One of the foremost parts of it. Yes.
This is the real me.
Yeah, there's no such thing as ethical consumption when you live under
and
the
J-Lo. And we finally gotten to the core. This is the real Jamie Loftus.
Real J-Lo. Uh-huh.
Jamie, what is 15 Minutes about?
It is my new podcast. It's a weekly show where every week we take a look at one of the internet characters of the day from grand internet history.
Wow.
Our first episode is going to be a look back at the hide your kids, hide your wife phenomenon. And I'm interviewing Antoine Dodson himself. So it'll be a different character of the day every week starting in May.
Amazing.
Oof. I'm excited.
Well, we are too. We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, a couple of things that we're talking about later on. This is, for some reason, shaping up to be like our economic episode.
We
had Jamie on and we're
I'm an economist.
We have one of our foremost economists on. So we're going to talk about how recession's actually good for your health. We're going to talk about, did you guys know asbestos isn't banned?
Hey, just the last kind they banned.
I really did think you were about to be like, did you know asbestos isn't bad?
Isn't that bad?
You can't say
it's like all that for candy, essentially.
You can't
it looks
say
like
that at
it,
work.
And it melts in your mouth like it.
It tastes good.
It does taste better than you would expect. We'll talk about inflation because that just keeps going up. And people are like, huh, that's weird. That's not... It's not what our charts say should be happening. Mm-hmm. Is supply chain problem over? Why inflation keep going up? So we'll take a quick look at that, offer a very loose theory. We will check in with the Kate Middleton conspiracy theorists just to see how they're doing. All of that, plenty more. But first, Jamie Loftus, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history? Or we added a new wrinkle, if you'd like. What's the most recent thing that you screen capped?
Ooh, okay. So I'll give you both. Okay, the thing I Googled recently because I fumble. I don't really do St. Patrick's Day since I moved here, but these are both St. Patrick's Day related. I feel like
they're going to be like since I think it's a non-holiday, like since I moved here.
Since I don't respect my family.
Yeah, no, that's fucked up.
But that's, I did want to pre-order it for next year because we're covering The Departed on an upcoming episode of the Bechdel cast. And I wanted to get the shirt that the Jack Nicholson character is killed in, the one that it just says Irish on it.
is he really wearing a shirt that says
he's wearing
Irish?
A green t-shirt that has a shamrock and you think it's going to say Boston, which would be on the nose as it is, but it instead just says Irish underneath the shamrock. And that's spoiler alert for a 15-year-old movie. He gets killed, but he bleeds out through the Irish shirt. And I was like, I want the Irish shirt.
Yeah.
That's so really,
poor
good.
Francis.
Is he like in disguise as like a volleyball player or something? He's just happens to be what he's wearing.
He's never in disguise.
Yeah,
Frank, no, Frank O'Franco or whatever his name is in the.
Frank Costello.
He's Frank Costello. Yeah, he is Irish through and through, and he doesn't care if it's on his shirt. Which brings me to the thing I screenshotted, because I do think, you know, the fact that every movie about Boston takes place at either Harvard or in like three blocks of Southie, it troubles me.
Yeah.
There's so much more out there. But I, every year on St. Patrick's Day, I like to fondly remember, this was 9 years ago, that in 2015, I was working at the Boston Globe, and I did a piece where I hung out at a bar in Southie all day on St. Patrick's Day and wrote about what I saw, which was people being unbelievably fucked up. And then the day after that was published, there was a column published in the Boston Herald that said that I was, that quoted 2 to 3 different political officials calling me a bigot against
against Irish.
Irish. It was really fun. Headlined True Life, I was a bartender in Southie. Oh, yeah, I was like shadowing a bartender. The post was written by Boston.com writer Jamie Loftus. Every day is a drunk day in Southie, but St. Patty's Day runs by a completely separate set of laws, wrote Loftus, whose website bio says she is also a stand-up and sketch performer. Her take on life in Southie didn't sit well with two of the neighborhood's most prominent residents. I'm surprised such bigoted views are still tolerated at Boston.com, said U.S. Representative Stephen Lynch.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's very disrespectful, added former Mayor Raymond L. Flynn. We experienced the finest day of our life yesterday with family, faith, and friends. We could dismiss these comments as from uninformed people. They don't know us. We're simple, ordinary people from South Boston, Flynn said. It's unfortunate some people judge us, but you can't control that. I wish they'd know us better. Mayor Martin J. Walsh declined comment.
Oh, wow.
They just filleted my ass.
Comment. How did your career ever recover from
your fucking congressman fucking flamed you?
I was at his looking at his political record is pretty hilarious because he's just like famously not a great person.
Right.
But yeah, no, I mean, I was crying. I called my dad crying. I was like, they roasted my ass in the paper. And he is like, no, this is the best thing that's ever happened to you. It's funny. We're
saving this family.
The
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing. I mean, you were crying. I remember that day as well as an Irish person. And my whole family was crying as well because of what you wrote about us.
Because it was disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
You were having the best day of your life with family,
faith, and
friends.
We just had the best day of our life. Like such an overstatement. Like such an unhinged way to respond to that. Like it's truly like a 5-year-old like being like, this was the best day of my life. And then you ruined it with this comment that people in Boston Southie likes to drink. What is that even? Where do you even get this stuff from? He said,
"What a stand-up guy, the guy who assaulted Iranian American students in the 70s."
Yeah,
he's a fucking wild. I mean, his whole shit is backwards.
His record is gross. Like it's but I'm bigoted against. Irish.
Yeah. Yes. Even though he was arrested for assaulting 6 Iranian students. Okay. Uh-huh. Right.
In the 70s, right?
Yeah. It was like in
70s. Southie was a different place in the 70s.
The charges were dropped. They were dropped.
Good impression of Mark Wahlberg. Oh, God.
I'm just saying, if I had been there on that day that she was shadowing that bartender, things would have gone down a little differently.
Exactly, bro.
Exactly. Boston.com wouldn't even exist.
She would have been written an article about how I was working out at 3 in the morning.
The tenor of that story would have changed quite a bit if Mark Wahlberg started doing push-ups in the middle.
What's something you think is underrated?
The spicy potato taco at Taco Bell. Mm. I'm really laying into it recently. Taco Bell, obviously one of the best fast food options for people trying to eat less meat.
I'm trying to
eat less meat outside of hot dogs, which I don't count as a meat for me.
Oh, come on. Mitt Romney disagrees.
I'm trying to get burgers. I'm trying to get extraneous meat because I can't get the hot dogs out of rotation, but I'm trying to get rid of other meat. Yeah. So I'm deep into spicy potato taco. I can't say spicy? Enough good things about it.
Is it as advertised, or it's Taco Bell spicy?
Where it's like are Chipotle no mayo spicy.
First of all,
yeah.
Okay, don't tell me that. Wait, really? No, there's no potato. What are they?
When he asked if it was as advertised,
what are they?
No, it's not.
It's congealed chicken fat.
There, it's just leftovers.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, I've been racking up the points with the spicy potato taco. Perfect. It's not too spicy. I'm like. I can't handle it. Maybe that's where my true Irishness takes hold. Can't really do spicy, and it's like Chipotle mayo spicy is what right. I would line it up with. It's really good. Two of those, and you're just set. Two of those at 11 p.m. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you're functioning on a level you couldn't have previously conceived.
Yeah,
right.
Just hovering 2 inches off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tangy is synonymous with spicy in a lot of the world of fast food, but not to disparage that those look good. I'm gonna fuck with them. This is an underrated that is going to change my life.
So, I wanted to change your life.
what's something you think is overrated?
Let's see. Okay, so I was going to say Pizza Hut. I just like I'm
wow.
Yeah,
but they're the same family.
I know. I've got it on the brain. I'm coming off of I did a Dope Boys episode yesterday, so I'm like in there. I'm thinking about Yum
Pizza Hut
products.
Episode?
It's all of the I'm gonna misremember it. We were covering all of the restaurants that are owned by the company Yum, which also I guess owns like some weird proprietary like AI technology, which is kind of scary, that aren't Taco Bell. So that was like Pizza Hut, The Habit, and KFC. So I was sampling from all these places, and Pizza Hut, trash, like just really bad and everything. Yeah. It reminded me of like, I don't know. Also, it's just like fall into the wayside, like vibes wise too, because I feel like Pizza Hut 20 years ago, I would go on a date to Pizza Hut 20 years ago. They got the lamp. It's kind of like dark and like sexy there. Now, not dark, not sexy,
not mostly sexy.
Counters.
Not sexy.
And the pizza sucks. The pizza sucks.
It's like cheesy bread. I feel like there's no sauce really to speak of, right? Is that still how Pizza Hut trends?
It's greasy. That's what it's like. Yeah. Honestly, there's a time and a place for Pizza Hut pizza with me, because that greasy ass crust, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. It's like just all, it's wild how greasy the fucking crust is.
It's nasty. I just feel like is that you're getting like Little Caesars quality for like twice the price for no reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That feels right.
Pisses me off. It's like the difference to me between Denny's and IHOP, where IHOP costs like 30% more for what reason is unclear. I'm still mad about, something that was overrated was the Minions tie-in menu at IHOP in the summer of 2022. I still think about that a lot. That was so...
Justice.
I'm assuming a lot of banana. Banana?
Yeah, but the titles were garbage. There was like one that I think about all the time where it was cold brew on the Minions. It's easy home run. Cold brew. That's the name.
Right. That they would have given it.
You know what they call it on the menu? Grew coffee.
What?
I was beside myself.
Do you think they did some like market research and they're like, people just aren't picking the pun up. And we just
getting cold grew. Then you have no business ordering out the Minions menu.
Yeah, right.
If you can't get cold grew. And then and another thing. Not to brag, but I'm a Universal Studios season pass holder. Thank you so much.
I think after buying, do they still do the thing? Or it's like, hey, man, if you come once, we'll give you a season pass.
Just give us $20 more and you can come every day.
Is it still that?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's a little more expensive now, but my favorite thing about it still is that you can bring your laptop there and just like write at Moe's. So sometimes I'll just do that. I'll just write at Moe's. Anyways, I went to Minions Land. They have a Minions Cafe. Equally trash menu titles. I ordered something from there with Caitlin a couple months ago that was just called Evil Mac and Cheese. And it was
mac and cheese.
Who's naming these? Like, it's truly, they're not even having the meeting, like the brainstorm. It's just first idea is the best idea.
And it feels like a computer made the decision or something. But yeah, Grew Coffee
did not
and Evil
pass
Mac
through
and
a
cheese.
Human mind of any sort. Yeah.
They would, I would punch these menu items up for free.
Yeah,
they're leaving
right.
money on the table.
You just start, leaving like little USB drives. You're like, I don't know, there's like a whole Canva presentation here for you guys to check out. You can integrate it if you want. I have all the PSD files there if you want.
Just call it Cold Grew, folks. How hard could it possibly be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I love the when you, because I had a season pass to Universal for like one time, and we were like, oh, let's just upgrade it so we can come back. And I remember going back like twice, and it was just to be like high at the fucking Whoville Christmas thing, be like, oh shit,
oh my god, I went
and then
this
leaving
year.
After 10 minutes.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I think is the most baller shit, being at a theme
you can
park
get
for
there on
minutes.
The train and then just like plant somewhere. It's nice,
right.
Meanwhile, families are making memories, and I'm, on like mushroom pills at Moe's.
Yeah.
Googling stuff.
Being like, who's writing these menus? Oh, she's bad.
Evil mac and cheese? It's horse shit.
Look, man, is it the lady with the pupils? Yeah. 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 They're like fucking dinner plates right now.
Mm. I feel like there's an alternate universe where Pizza Hut pizza parlors like stayed in business and have Wi-Fi and are like a place where people just hang out all day and like work. Like
most places tried to, I mean, Chuck E. Cheese tried to do that, which is like really weird, but like, and it didn't
work. They tried
work,
to be like but... the third space besides work and home. You just go and hang at Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure. Childless adult. Come on in.
You kid, but in the mid 2010s, they were like, all right, we now serve coffee. We got a panini press. You don't need a kid. We have Wi-Fi. Please come through. And it's like, you can't really, like, I did, but like, you shouldn't.
Yeah, right.
It looks bad.
What if Pizza Hut had just like leaned into their literary kind of reputation with our generation because they were paying us to read books with personal pan pizzas, and they just became like the salon of the modern era.
Wow.
Like, I love
messed up.
Yeah, that they just need to like get some like industry plants to form an Algonquin table like thing at a local Pizza Hut.
Just big like, pictures of Pepsi and
the thinking man's
beer.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I was reflecting recently, not to keep talking about, but like I was reflecting recently on, do you remember, this is like 10 years ago, where Chipotle was trying to be the literary fast food restaurant for a while? They were like publishing George Saunders short stories
on their
bags.
Yeah,
it was really bizarre.
Hey,
it didn't work out.
It's also like a thing that, so Pizza Hut kind of, because they do sell caffeinated beverages, but like Chipotle is food that like drains your brain of energy. It's just like you are eating food that like makes you want to take a nap. It's a real weird fit for them to then be like, and now it's a place where you can hang out and discuss ideas. It's like, no, you're putting yourself into a coma. Like, that's what Chipotle does for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is that just me? Am I the only one who eats Chipotle to a degree that
I think
can't
I feel
move?
Like they have to like, if Chipotle wants me to read a book, they have to be like, it is your bathroom book. It's the one that is like on top of your toilet.
Yeah, we have the best toilets in town. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Come on in. Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
And let's talk about why recession's good for your health.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank God. Good news for
us millennials.
I don't
even need an explanation. Of course it's good for our health. Because it's bad for corporations, good for our health.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's not get too upset about a recession. But look, as a millennial, and many of us are here, millennial or younger or slightly older in Jack's case.
What?
I'm not that. Well, anyway, I'm far too familiar with recessions.
Millennial Gen Z.
But you tend
exactly. No, Jack, that's my lie. That's my lie. Gen Z.
We forgot. Jack's actually Gen Z. We forgot canonically.
Like, basically, I'm Gen Z.
Canonically Gen Z on the show.
Yeah.
But, you know, the effects of a recession are pretty violent, you know, not just financially, spiritually. It alters your sense of what's possible. You begin to question if the future you were promised was just some kind of fucked up prank. It is. And well, guess what?
It is.
Even though we may have gone to a dark place because the wealthy stole our futures, there is a bright side, because new research suggests that recessions actually are actually good for life expectancy. Quote, in this study from like a health economist, found that during the Great Recession from 2007 to 2009, age-adjusted mortality rates among Americans dropped 0.5% for every jump of 1 percentage point in an area's unemployment rate.
Wow.
The more joblessness, the longer people lived, especially adults over 64 and those without a college education. And these effects were immediate and lasted for 10 years, according to this research. It said the effects are so large that it effectively provided 4% of all 55-year-olds with an extra year of life, like some kind of fucked up video game. So,
really?
Wow. Actually, never mind. I love wealth redistribution. I wonder, was it because healthcare got better during that time, or maybe infection rates for certain illnesses went down?
Yeah, that was the thing that jumped in my mind, is that like maybe people just didn't get as many flus because they weren't at work.
Or it could have been having to have that difficult discussion with yourself of having to decide whether you want to start a family or just continue eating Taco Bell hot sauce packets as a dinner. But what's the catch here? Oh, guess what? It's the fact the health benefits were a result of towns being so dead economically that pollution went down. Specifically, the reduction in PM2.5, a particulate matter.
That's...
I don't. This very much rings to me of like how once a year they're like another sort of like poorly, like all these poorly sourced research things where you're like, and who said that like alcohol actually helps your liver and you should, you actually should be drinking more of it. Of like, we're like 500 cups of coffee a day will turn you into God. Like they're, mm-hmm. they're into Mother God. or I mean, in my neck of the woods of like, every time you eat a hot dog, you lose 36 minutes of your life. And you're just like, I don't believe the spirit of this. It feels like a, it feels like a coping, like it's just a cope research.
Well, but also, but it's kind of real in the sense that it's basically just saying, it's like, because this is what they're saying. Fewer people drive to work during recession, factories and offices slow down. People mm-hmm. cut back on energy use. So all the reduced activity leans to cleaner air. So it's like, it's this all of so the bleak. Pollution that they're just like, oh yeah, well, because no one's working, there's less pollution because we're already killing ourselves in that way that this is, this added a year. But it's interesting because to your point, in this article, it goes on to sort of be like an attack against people who are advocating for like degrowth, like and saying like this idea of infinite growth is actually too bad. It's like, whoa, whoa, hold on. Maybe these violent boom and bust cycles are good for us.
Right. Yeah. They're like, we should be in a recession longer because then a tree might grow. And it's like, well, but how could we get a tree to grow while people have jobs?
But that's how the wealthy are able to siphon up more wealth and a tree grows.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. My takeaway from this is just like, oh, man, like this system is terrible.
So
we live in this place where like the quality of our air is so much worse than they're telling us anywhere else except for this article where they're like, so it's okay that we fucked the economy. Like, that's fine. Like, it just
you got an extra
year little bit of truth like slips out where they're like, yeah, so don't worry about it too much because you'll actually live longer because we have slowed down on just like belching poison into the air, which like that's always something, especially like Alec Karakatsanis, who we talk about a lot on the show in terms of like he does a lot of great reporting and writing about social justice and specifically like propaganda, but he also always like raises as like the crime that doesn't get paid attention to. He always raises like companies polluting the like air and water, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, I know that happens, but whatever. It's just like to see the actual details of like, oh yeah, if you live around factories, you're kind of fucked. Like you're actually like shaving years off your life.
The murky thing too, which is like even with people without college education, which is what they mean, are like working class people who are living in areas that have less protection, so they live in highly polluted areas. It's like, and there's even benefits for everyone. It's like, wow.
Yeah, but when it's air pollution or like shit that they put in the walls of public buildings, there's not a whole lot that can be protecting you. You'd think that people would be more up on this. Like the related story is that the U.S. is finally sort of almost banning asbestos, which I would have thought was banned
decades ago. That was that like a moment of cultural like it wasn't
right.
Did people just realize it was bad and then be like, so probably don't use it. We're not going to, you can do whatever you want, but probably don't use it.
Yeah.
Right.
They discovered that asbestos writ large bad and banned all but the most profitable types of asbestos, which
profitable types,
which have remained in use and contributed to the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans every year. Like that's absurd. That how is this just a thing that we're just not talking about all the time? Again, it just feels like one of those things that we should be the only thing that newspapers write about.
Yeah. I thought the government had like a whole mission accomplished banner and shit in the 80s being like, we're done, folks. We're off that shit.
Yeah. It's like the famously like cliche poison thing. Like, you know, like there's Simpsons jokes, I'm sure, about asbestos. Like the, it's just a thing that we've all known since I was born in the early 2000s that we've all known was poisonous.
Yeah.
But yeah, the U.S. is, quote, joining more than 50 other countries that have already outlawed the substance. The ban comes after decades of pushback from companies that have used it in everything from consumer goods to manufacturing processes. That's in NPR. That's not like in some, you know, left-wing zine. That's, yeah, they're just, they've been using this shit. There's no protections in a world where it's just like the corporations get to largely make the decisions based on like whatever is the most profitable for them.
And is it, yeah, it's just connected to, I'm just shocked that people can still make money off of asbestos. Like fucking pivot. Asbestos. It takes me back to, I mean, just, I'm sure that there's been a lot written about it, but just like how the EPA was characterized as like this, like, I mean, like as the villain of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, bad guy Ghostbusters.
Right. Yeah, like the, there were this ghoulish, you know, kind of like killjoy initiative. And then fast forward, you know, 30, 40 years and people are still dying of asbestos.
Yeah.
So real win for the Ghostbusters. They showed them.
Right. I mean, are they counting like all the people that were basically exposed in the before times? Because like one of my really good friends, their dad was in the Navy and there was asbestos all in those ships during the Vietnam War. And they were just no respirator on, just fucking taking lungfuls of that shit. And then unfortunately got mesothelioma from it.
Yeah.
That like you see sort of like the reverberations from our less regulated period. But then I'm like curious, like what is this form now? Did like the industry be like, no, this is like, this one's like way less like low, like this one's more low risk. It's like low risk. I mean, it's still asbestos, so there's some risk.
But it seems like they're saying that the use of chrysotile asbestos or chrysotile, I don't know how to, chrysotile asbestos.
You're going to get sued, Jack, for defamation for not pronouncing this form.
They need to work on the branding of this type of asbestos because I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll meet Christ in a while, asbestos.
But they say that particular type that hasn't been banned is linked to the deaths of tens of thousands of Americans every year.
Okay, so still fucked.
Wow. I guess like I'm curious what those deaths are classified as, like language wise, because I want to believe if like the cause of death was listed as asbestos poisoning, we would be hearing more about it. But I don't know if there's like a get aroundable sort of more ordinary sounding cause of death, because you can't classify asbestos as natural causes.
Right. I think it's one of those things where it's like, well, you could have gotten lung cancer from any one of these many things, but, you know, we all kind of have our suspicions. And then like scientists are like, yeah, no, this is probably the number of people that are being killed by this on a regular basis based on like the scientific evidence that we have.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. This was truly, it's like the articles treat it like it's some kind of like mythical substance, like EPA bans the last form of asbestos. Like it's like the boss level one that they're like, we couldn't get off of this one. But apparently it's used in a lot of friction, like sort of heavy materials like brake blocks and other gaskets, brake linings.
Well, fortunately, I don't use those. So
yeah, you don't use, famously don't use brakes.
We don't use brakes. We just let the car coast to a stop.
They're for quitters. They're for quitters.
Yeah. The EPA proposed a 2-year phase out originally, but that's been changed, giving companies up to 12 years to phase out this poisonous material following extensive lobbying by chemical manufacturers.
Mr. Asbestos stomped on down to the state house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wagged his finger in Joe Biden's face, and he's like,
"That's absurd." So that, I mean, that is to the tune of thousands and thousands of lives.
Yeah,
okay.
On a daily basis, being like lives are being, you know, negotiated. Like it's truly what I mean. It reminds me of the story that I bring up a lot on the show, but I can't get over it. Where, you know, Johnson & Johnson and like makers and producers of talcum powder like knew in the 60s and 70s that they were causing cancer. They created this lobbying group to basically make sure that they didn't have any regulations on it and they could continue selling it even though they knew it was carcinogenic. The head of that lobbying group was paid like $4 million a year at that time, which is like,
hey, that's some guy's dad, Jack. That's some guy's dad. Relax.
So, and that guy used that money to send his kids to the best schools the money could buy. And his son is Brett Kavanaugh.
No. Yes. Wow. Twist.
So, like, it's, yeah, the bad guys won, essentially. And they keep winning, you know? That's like, it's, I feel like that is the true American tale. Like,
yeah.
Fuck Fievel. Yeah. This is the real American tale. The Kavanaugh. One that like tells you how things actually work. Guy like lobbies the government to allow corporation to continue giving people cancer and uses his winnings to get his son on the Supreme Court.
To create one of the fucking monster spawns. Yeah, that we
right. Right. And those are the same type of people who'd be like, God is so good to us.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
You're like, no, you fucking freak. It's the system we live under and white supremacy that you're benefiting from.
Is very good to you. Yeah.
That's who's good to you. Oh, we're just so blessed. We're so blessed, aren't we?
God. Anyways, so that was a happy segment. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and get to the real news, a.k.a. Kate Middleton conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And all right, we've got big news. Kate Middleton has now been spotted. I'm going to put spotted in quotes in a video of her and
so
William leaving a grocery store.
Kate pilled.
Should we watch this video
in question just so we can all.
Sure.
I don't know. I think I clicked on one thing and now my algorithm's fucked.
Like, we'll bring it up on Miles's computer so you don't have to further.
Wait, why aren't they showing us the gosh darn video clip? It has a little play button.
Isn't that up top?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Out and about, Miles.
I was getting all these targeted posts for like, I used AI to clean up this image, mistake number one. And it's not her. It's not her.
It's absolutely not her, mate.
It couldn't be her.
Are you kidding me?
It's Harry Kane.
It's Harry Kane, massive, mate.
The thing with like stories like this are like, even if there is like even a shred of truth to the conspiracy theories, which for the royal family, like they could be, it's everyone's being so annoying.
Yeah.
That it, you're just like, I don't know. Call me back when they figure it out.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Here that we go. Is truly like, I go, just want to watch the documentary on this in 15 years.
They're walking. They're walking. Ooh.
You here can't really see what's happening.
That's them.
Wills is wearing a hat. She is wearing athleisure. She's smiling big.
Dude, there's so many. This really is like the Zapruder film, like back and to the left.
Yeah, yeah. You just have like 5 seconds between a car and like them getting to their car.
Yes, this is a Zapruder film for even more annoying people.
Yes.
Yeah. For the worst kind.
Anyways, you guys just received an email, a 45-page PDF that I put together, just kind of
laying out
where, you know, where, okay, so where is this person shooting from? They're shooting down. So like from an angular perspective, like that doesn't really make sense. And then if you see the 3D readout of bone structure, it makes it clear that's not Kate. I just that have to is ask, JFK Jr.
You added this parenthetical at the very top of this PDF file that says read in the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
it's important to me.
No? Okay, sure. I guess that gives it a little bit more gravitas.
The voice with the most gravitas.
There's a lot of long descriptions about how this woman is beautiful, but not the kind of beautiful that Kate Middleton is. And then there's a couple pages on what you mean by that. And I just like don't know that it's necessary.
With a lot of geometric lines, like you're trying to break down some
facial structure. It's getting a little like chronological. I don't feel comfortable with it.
No, I'm just saying you can tell this woman is Welsh and from the skull shape. And obviously we know that Kate's ancestry. Like, don't get me started.
Look, that's another PDF I'm sending.
Seriously, don't get me started because I will be canceled by the end of this episode.
But it's
just
going,
like she doesn't even know she's beautiful, you know, and that's what makes her beautiful.
That's the hottest, dude. That's the hottest, bro. Like man. when they don't even know, dog.
Because then you could tell them, and then they know, but maybe they won't believe it.
Yeah, right. Like they don't believe it, and then they're like, "You're so a fucking liar." And then
Jack, I just got to the page that said, "I wish I could take Kate Middleton's glasses off so she could see how beautiful she is."
And say, "Wow, there you are."
She doesn't even wear glasses.
Yeah, that is an important part of it, is that I take her glasses off and say, "There you are," like Bradley Cooper did to Lady Gaga when she took off her makeup.
Which means you would have to like put them on also.
Yeah, yeah. Because she doesn't wear glasses. But it's just an important kind of dramatic moment in... Yeah, so a lot of this is just kind of fan fiction of like me finding Kate Middleton.
And glad you admitted it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Putting glasses on her when I first find her.
The amount of detail is like that AI Willy Wonka script from the Glasgow installation. Oh, yeah.
It is mostly written by AI, so you'll notice a lot of misspellings.
Yeah, it says Kate's eyes light up with a sense of hope that only a newlywed could imagine. I don't even know what that even means. Okay.
I don't know what to make of any of this. I just know that it is absolutely like demolished an already bleak news feed.
Because it's only like there's nothing fun. We're always saying like honestly, there's so much non-information out there that I'll believe whatever. Like if it came out and be like, no, it was a body double. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I guess sure that.
Well, or I also believe that they would use a body double to cover up the fact that she possibly got like a facelift. You know, like there's all of these.
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
The analysis of like where her eyes are. This one picture where someone just scribbled with their finger on their iPhone. Be like, look at this straight line from her eye, like where her eyes are in relation to William's body. At completely different perspectives and be like, there it is.
Yeah.
That's the nail.
I didn't have my pen. I was just using my finger on my iPhone. So like, yeah, I guess it's not perfect. Sorry.
Miles didn't use your name. We were trying to help you out.
But
feel like internet detectives, like it's always just they're within 6 posts of going full phrenology and like, and be like, well, if you look at the shape of the skull and you're like, now let's not do that. Like they're,
right.
I don't know. But also, you know, of course the royal family is doing something fucking awful. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But it's like, we don't want to, Yeah. We don't want to say the awful thing. Like people's brains are rejecting. Like in 100 years, people will look back and be like, oh, the royal family was doing like all these awful things and like had stolen all this money and we're still collecting taxpayer money. And, you know, but now like our brain doesn't acknowledge those things. So we have to like create this new alternate direction to like funnel our outrage about the fact that our corporations are poisoning us every day. We have to be like, there's somebody stole Kate Middleton's body. Yeah. We need something that fits a little bit better.
Yeah. Yes. At very least, it's like a clear demonstration that there is just like sub-zero trust in anything. I mean, the fact that they were like sort of blacklisted by credible news sources is very telling as like a reliable source. But
yeah,
I feel like the truth has to be somewhere in the middle here.
Yeah. People also notice the video has Christmas decorations visible. So obviously it was taken months ago, despite TMZ sharing the video metadata, indicating other words. And then like a person just like went to the store and was like, yeah, I guess they still have those fucking decorations up. Oh.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Damn it. Kate Middleton's alive. Probably. We were hoping she was dead.
Yeah.
Like what eggs are your basket? Or what basket are your eggs in?
I do feel like we get like our best internet conspiracies and like random things to fixate on when things are really not going well in the world, when things are really bad, because you're just like, I just need something to fixate on that is not, that's a little narrower than the scope of doomed earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, look, yeah, sure, the corporations have pulled a fast one on all of us, but the monarchy with this Photoshop, I don't fucking think so.
I'm sitting at home breathing in my asbestos, zooming in.
Well, I'm taking a puff off my asbestos inhaler. Yeah.
As you can see, her eyes are too close together to be as beautiful as Kate is, really.
That's where, again, we get for her the spacing of her. No. I believe she may be of sub-Saharan. Just stop. Just fucking stop, please, right now.
They can't help themselves.
All right. Well, Jamie Loftus, what a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist, as always. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Find me anywhere you like. Start listening to the new podcast, 15 Minutes. That's going to be starting in May. Keep listening to the Bechdel Cast. If you're live in the UK or Dublin, we're going on a short European tour at the end of May into the beginning of June. Check that out.
Great opportunity to do some undercover work on the Kate Middleton mystery.
I am being brought by an agency that may or may not have killed MLK. So not to brag, but so I did a thing. I work for the FBI.
Yeah. First they tried Obama. He wasn't able to get to the bottom of it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know if
people
fed.
Saw
what
that
do you
he
want?
Showed up.
Oh, so I turned fed. Oh, yeah, now yeah. we're all, oh, stop now yelling I'm at women. Stop yelling at women. Goddamn. I always think of, I'm like, Julia Child was in the CIA. Sometimes that just reoccurs to me.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just like, she met her husband in the CIA.
Wanda Sykes worked for the NSA. Come on.
Like,
now. Everyone has their origin story.
We all make mistakes, is the point. We all got to make a living working for the CIA. anyways, yeah, I'll be touring for the CIA in May and June. buy Raw Dog if you haven't read it. That's all.
So good.
And then Raytheon is co-sponsoring the tour, right?
They are huge. Yeah. Get. They actually they have we have Raytheon Funko Pops that we're going to be selling after the show.
Made purely out of asbestos, but
yeah.
Take a whiff.
It's actually we will be selling them in international waters, so it's actually pretty
cool. if you paddle out after the show,
just don't get them wet. Don't get them wet, though.
Oh my God, do not! It'll actually kill most of the marine life in and around Europe. Mm-hmm. Is there a work of media, Jamie, that you've been enjoying?
I've got a tweet here. I want to shout out the Zoe Kazan tweet from yesterday, contextually coming on the heels of the executive published letter essentially denying any wrongdoing or murder in Gaza. Zoe Kazan said, kind of shocked that anyone who saw Zone of Interest could be shocked by what Glazer said at the Oscars. It's a good thread, sort of one of the few prominent voices in Hollywood that has kind of called out this backlash for the crock of shit that it is. So,
yeah.
You know, we can watch Ruby Sparks in peace. Is but no, it's a really good thread, because I was very frustrated that sort of disavowal of Michael Glazer's speech. So
yeah,
that's the tweet I've been enjoying.
Amazing. Miles, where can people find you? Is there a work of media you've been enjoying?
Yeah, find me on the at based platforms at Miles of Gray. Find Jack and I on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack
on Mad
Boosties. And, you know, find me on 420 Day Fiancé as well. A tweet I like from past guest Amy Miller, at Amy Miller, tweeted, spending $100 on groceries. This inflation is out of control. Spending $100 on dinner in L.A. Wow, this was actually really cheap for two people. It's so wild to have people that start thinking, like, oh, my God, it's like so cheap. It's like $100 for two people. Fuck out of here.
A tweet I've been enjoying, John Drake Gatsby tweeted me, but what about the time I saw 8 huge claw marks in the sand? Jesus, oh my God, I saw that too. I have no idea what that was. I was so fucking scared. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
Oh, man. Well, we've been talking a lot about this track, at least a remix of this track, called Sprinter by Central C and Dave. But there's a remix of it that I like playing because it's more like a little bit housey dance music version of it. It's Sprinter, but the TJ remix, T-J-A-Y remix. It's only on SoundCloud because, you know, it's an unauthorized remix. But hey, at least have you saying you just put 9 gal in the sprint off. And that's all we need to be saying. Anyway, TJ, Sprinter remix. Here we go.
There we go. All right, we will link off to that in the footnotes. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever fine podcasts are given away for free. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.